FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Monday Newsmakers brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Bill about his experience with Prairie Land Partners John Deere.
We have about 80 acres here. We've actually built it into a natural habitat for animals. I upgraded to the 3038E John Deere tractor. Probably has saved me close to $40,000 with quotes I've gotten and how the people at Prairie Land treated me. No question was dumb. Service is so easy and available, I couldn't ask for more.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 18th of April, 39 degrees on our way to 57 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right here today. So a big concert this week and a big concert next week.
Yeah, we got a lot going on in the music department. I'll start off by this Thursday on April 21st at 7:30 in Albert Taylor Hall will be our final jazz concert of the semester. And ironically, only our first, because the first one got canceled because of snow back in February. So this is a really big event. It'll feature our Jazz Ensemble 2, directed by Bill Woodworth, and I'll be directing via Jazz Ensemble 1.
All right, so what can we expect, Gary?
Well, as always, there is something, I think, for every musical taste. I mean, we run the gamut from, kind of classic jazz and swing to funk and soul and even some gospel at this concert. And we'll play music by a great jazz composers like Sammy Nestico, Charles Mingus, and John Coltrane, and we have a lot of variety. We're even doing a classic Earth, Wind, and Fire tune at this concert. And our special soloist for the evening will be Ramiro Miranda, our director of orchestras and violin professor. I'm not sure if people realize that he's a phenomenal jazz violin player, and I wrote a piece to feature him on the second half of the concert. So it should be a really cooking night and lots of good tunes. And again, I think everyone will find something to like at the concert.
I have to ask, Gary, and this I don't think it's a question that we've ever asked before, because clearly the jazz genre has a lot of appeal for musicians. I wanted to ask you kind of what are some of the different lessons that you like to convey here to the musicians leading into concerts like this through the jazz genre?
Well, I think, it sounds kind of corny, but jazz is about freedom and about life, because you get to express yourself very overtly, and I think really every emotion is conveyed in our music, and I think with the jazz concerts, it's a chance for people to be part of a great ensemble and be in a group, but there's also a lot of room for individual expressiveness through soloing. And we're featuring a lot of student soloists on this concert, and they all do an amazing job. And it's just, I mean, jazz is the music of America. And what we try to do is bring all those different styles to the forefront. I mean, anything from old blues up to contemporary, kind of funky tunes. We like to do it.
So when will things begin to sizzle Thursday night?
Oh, right from the first tune. It's, like I said, Bill's got Jazz 2 sounding great. They'll do the first half, and Jazz 1 comes on in the second half. And both groups should be laying it down.
So when do the doors open?
Well, the concert starts at 7:30 on Thursday.
Okay. All right, and then what's some wind ensembling next week, huh?
Yep, that'll be our band concert finale for the year. That'll be on Friday, April 29th, and once again, 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. And again, a lot of great variety of band music. I mean, anything from Mozart to Sam Hazo and Philip Spark. And I think two highlights of that will be, we'll be doing a world premiere by a new piece by Bill Woodworth called Counterproductive. And really, really cool piece. The band's been working hard on it. Bill will be conducting that piece. And our featured soloist for the evening will be Dr. Dawn McConkie, our clarinet professor. And she'll be playing a real virtuoso showpiece called The Concertino by Carl Maria von Weber. And it's just got all kinds of fireworks, and she's a marvelous player. We're happy to have her fronting the band here.
Outstanding. Gary, you mentioned here about, you know, the schedule kind of getting rearranged because of specifically the weather earlier this year, but you've obviously had a number of rearrangements to your schedule due to COVID-19 the last couple of years. Talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the music program in general at Emporia State University and how you worked through the last couple of years and quite possibly made the individuals and these groups stronger as a result.
Well, you know, that's a great question, Chuck, and it's exactly right. This year, we've been more or less back to normal with COVID precautions. The previous year, we did all our rehearsals over in Albert Taylor Hall, but not on the stage. We had them spread out all throughout the auditorium, so we'd have 10 feet between people. And it was really, really challenging. It was almost like a marching band kind of spread for concert groups. And one thing I kept on telling them was, we will all be better when we get back to the band room, because it forced everybody to be very independent, because you can't rely on your neighbor so much to play your, you know, help you with your part. And it's really paid off big time this year. And we're just so happy to be back making music together and for the public. And we're just really exciting. And I kind of treat every concert like an event this year.
So are your band numbers good this year, Gary?
They're doing great. And it's like, it's been a very challenging couple of years, but I mean, they're just playing on the top of their game. I was very proud that both the wind ensemble and the jazz ensemble got selected to perform at the state music convention this year. That's the highest honor a group can get in the state. And the wind ensemble played on Friday morning back in February, and the jazz ensemble played on Saturday morning back in February. And again, it was just kind of crazy because back our first jazz concert got canceled. And it was one of those things where the day before it was 60 and sunny, the day after it was 60 and sunny, and that was the day we got about 5 inches of snow. So we're looking forward to performing for our hometown crowd.
All right, so a couple of big performances coming up on the campus of Emporia State University, 7:30 p.m. start times, and we're looking at concerts on the April the 21st and the 29th, jazz, go ahead, Gary. Wind Ensemble's next week.
We have two other notable events coming up. This Tuesday will be the combined Emporia Symphony Orchestra and choirs under the direction of Ramiro and Josh Donaldson. And they're doing a really neat program called a morning mass. And whenever you get the orchestra and choirs together, always a big event. And that'll be this Tuesday. And then next Tuesday, for those who like a little more eclectic fare, the percussion ensemble under the direction of Tracy Fries will be doing a concert called Zappa and Friends. And it's all music of Frank Zappa. And his soloist will be Sergeant David Constantine, coming from the President's Own Marine Band in Washington, D.C. And that'll be next Tuesday at 7:30. So truly something for everyone's taste. And it's going to be a really exciting week, and we'll all be tired by the end of next Friday, but a lot of great music between now and then.
Indeed.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, we certainly invite everyone to attend Albert Taylor Hall jazz concert coming up on the 21st and wind ensemble the 29th. Gary, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you guys, and you have a great morning.
You
All
too.
All right, that's Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke, on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment here this week, you have to wait to Friday.